I'm Nicole Slaughter Graham, a student at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and this is University Beat. On a Saturday morning in downtown St. Petersburg, residents near Williams Park were jolted awake by potent guitar riffs and an explosion of drums from Frostfang. The heavy metal band includes members who go to St. Petersburg College and USF St. Petersburg. That made them the perfect opening act for the Good Vibes Only Art and Music Festival, a collaboration between the two schools. SPC's student government president for the downtown campus, Clifford Hobbs, proposed the idea last summer.
Every year, the Student Council of Presidents does like a college-wide initiative, and last year they did a ball. And as one of the presidents, I just said, hey, instead of doing a ball, why don't we do a music festival? And everyone said, okay.
3 months into planning, Hobbs reached out to USF St. Pete's student government to collaborate. Their director of events, Livia Rosales, thought the festival would be a great opportunity to spread the word about the school's artists. Right now, the St. Pete campus doesn't offer an art program, but Rosales says that doesn't mean the students aren't involved in creative outlets.
Since we do live in the downtown community, we are very influenced by art and music, and we wanted to bring the students' talents into the community.
The festival featured 10 musical acts and 20 artists from both schools. Hobbs says he envisioned the event as a professional music festival, which meant paying for vendors, marketing, and advertising. It also meant paying for student musicians. Together, the schools came up with a budget of about $25,000. SPC student government provided $17,000. USF St. Pete contributed $5,000, and SPC got a grant for the rest. Luis Garcia is an SPC student and a freestyle rapper. He was both surprised and elated to find out the organizers would be paying musicians.
So it's an amazing thing too, because we're all students and we're like, you know, struggling artists. And so the fact that they offer some cash to do this can help.
Garcia says he's in the market for new production equipment, and getting paid to perform at the festival will help out. USF St. Petersburg student Jessica Amarillo was also excited to participate. The visual artist is brushing lilac-hued acrylic paint onto a small canvas. She says art is an important part of her life, and events like the Good Vibes Festival give her the opportunity to indulge in her creativity and share it with others.
Like, it's not something I'm pursuing as a career, but it's something I know I have to do because it makes me really happy. And, you know, it's really fun to come out to things like this and for people to be able to appreciate my art, and it feels really good.
Organizers really wanted to make sure the festival had a strong St. Pete vibe, so they invited some community staples to participate. St. Pete mural artist Aaron Tulo designed an interactive art piece and guided festival goers as they took turns spray painting. At the end of the event, one canvas they created went to USF St. Petersburg, the other to SPC.
It's just a great opportunity to be interact with the community and be a part of both my alma mater, St. Pete College, and USF.
Clifford Hobbs says about 1,000 people attended, a great turnout for their first year. He wants to make it an annual event with USF St. Petersburg, and next year, they'll be inviting Eckerd College along for the ride as well. Until then, Hobbs is reminding everyone to spread
good vibes only!
For University Beat, I'm Nicole Slaughter Graham.